Hello, and welcome to the Equine Physio and Rehabilitation Podcast. My name is Dr. Gillian Tabor, and I specialise in the treatment and rehabilitation of horses. There are some great principles that can be translated from human sports preparation, and in a short series of podcasts, I am going to talk through them so that we can see how they can apply to your horse, whether they are undergoing rehabilitation or whether they are fit and well and in normal training. So the principles I'm going to cover are the FIT principles, so F-I-T-T. And these stand for frequency, intensity, time, and type of exercise. In this first podcast, I'm going to talk about frequency. And when we think about frequency, we consider basically how many units of exercise are undergone in any set period of time. Now, it could be daily, but usually we think about it sort of weekly or monthly. But when we think about frequency, and certainly when I ask my clients about it, I actually want to delve a little bit deeper and think about what the exercise was that was undertaken. The reason for that actually fits in with the next principle, which is intensity, which I'll cover more in the next podcast. But the frequency is relative to the amount of work that you are doing. So if you are going to do fast work, you imagine that you're in the end stages of getting your horse fit to go eventing or a racehorse, your exercise intensity is going to be higher, so therefore your frequency might need to be lower. But if you are looking at rehabilitation and your horse is undergoing in-hand work at walk or maybe is on full-time box rest, then the frequency of exercise can be higher because of the lower intensity. And in general, the more movement that we can do, the better. So often I get asked, you know, how long should I do something for, or how often should I do something? Well, that is then the question of it depends, because we have to think about the intensity. But if you follow me on social media or you've listened to my previous podcast, you'll know that I am a fan of stable-based exercises. So when we do some of these exercises in the stable, we're not thinking about generating high powered movement. You know, the horse isn't going to get out of breath. We're not going to raise the heart rate. We're also not going to have a maximum contraction for each of the muscles. But we want to have a proportion of the muscles that we're targeting switching on and working. So when we think about perhaps the baited stretches, the carrot stretches, or the dynamic mobilization exercises as they're sort of more correctly termed, the muscle activation ones, or maybe we're thinking about the body rocking or weight shift exercise, we're thinking about activating the muscles around the thoracic sling, so how the forelimb connects onto the body, the core muscles, so the abdominal muscles and those around the spine, and then also those around the pelvis and the stifle. So these exercises are looking to activate those, but because we're not generating a lot of movement, 100% of the muscle isn't working. So we are not going to immediately create fatigue and get the muscle, you know, completely worn out. We're just going to have a sort of relatively small percentage of that muscle working at a slow and steady rate. So this is why these exercises, I believe, should be done really, really frequently. So the frequency of those could be short bursts of them, you know, 2-3 times a day if you've got the opportunity with your horse, but definitely once a day, and definitely on the days that you are not doing any higher intensity exercise, you know, these should be included in your sort of regular daily care. So these exercises done daily at a low intensity do not need a long duration of recovery after them. So that's why they can be done day after day after day. And I think this is really important to remember, that when we are thinking about how our horse moves, we want to think about, you know, the quality of movement. We want to think about which muscles we're switching on. And therefore, if we can do these exercises regularly, you know, make them a bit of a habit with our horse care, then we can have the right muscles that are going to influence the posture positively working more frequently. And this is going to be especially relevant if your horse is undergoing rehab for something like kissing spine surgery. Because if the horse is going to stand there for 24 hours a day with inactive muscles and perhaps in a posture that is less than ideal, that's not going to be beneficial for it. So how about getting us, getting the horse to do these activation exercises that frequently, so that then we are actually trying to get a positive change in the posture? And I've published some research on this and shown that when you do your dynamic exercises with your carrots, you actually get a lift of the thoracolumbar spine that lasts statistically significantly for an hour after doing them. But also there is a small change still noticeable 24 hours after doing them. So the frequency of low intensity work like that is going to be very high. On the other hand, as I mentioned earlier on, if you are doing high intensity exercise or you're pushing your horse's capabilities, so you're edging into their physiological limits, then you are going to need to reduce the frequency of that exercise to allow recovery in between times. You can do your low intensity exercise on recovery days, but you don't want to do regular high intensity work without allowing for recovery. Horses' muscle physiology is the same as humans, and we have absolutely no reason to believe that they do not suffer from delayed onset muscle soreness like we do. In fact, you can see racehorses, you know, pull out stiffly out of their stable the next day when they've worked hard the day before. And certainly delayed onset muscle soreness, or DOMS as it's called, is present in humans for 48, 72 hours afterwards. So this is the time that it takes for the recovery, and we have to factor that in with our training programs. So those higher intensity exercise levels can be done less frequently, but what we could do is we could have a sort of rotating level of that intensity and the frequency. So perhaps we do fast work twice a week. The day after fast work, the horse has an easy day, hopefully if they're allowed, a bit of turnout as well. And then the day after that, maybe we have a moderate day of exercise. And then maybe on the third day after our previous bout of high intensity exercise, then we are going to do a little bit more fast work. One of the things that we have to consider is that if we do too much too soon, then we are likely to get sort of muscle pain and put ourselves at risk of poor quality movement. The horse compensates for sore muscles, and therefore, you know, we might get some sort of changes to their posture, and that might not be sort of positive. But also, you know, thinking about it, if the muscles are sore, it's going to hurt the horse, which obviously isn't great for their welfare, but they might put in some signs that you need to be aware of, such as behavioral signs that they are sore. They're not just being naughty, they are sore. But if we are only doing our sort of high intensity work, or relatively higher intensity work, maybe only once a week, then we're not going to get what we call any progression or benefits from training in terms of sort of making the most of that recovery phase and then progressing on. So what we need to think about is that we build our training. So we use our frequency to build up through progression and we challenge ourselves a little bit each time. And that's certainly the case if we're coming back from long periods of box rest, or we're needing to get our horse really fit for faster level work or higher intensity work. We need to think about the frequency timing being important for that ability to build one sort of training session on another. If you do them too close together, you're going to get issues. And if you do them too far apart, then you're going to sort of reset to zero in between, and you're not going to get that progression. One of the downsides of a podcast is that I can't draw you a nice little graph where I've got units of exercise and I've got the sort of dotted line between them of progression. But I'm sure you can appreciate that if you only do higher intensity work on a weekend, you're going to get recovery, and then any adaptation that the body goes through, you're not going to be able to capitalize on in terms of using that for development of whatever physiological factor you're looking to improve, be it strength or power or endurance. So it is challenging to plan an exercise program, especially if, you know, like the majority of our horse owners, we are, you know, we're working full time, we've got family, we've got other commitments, you know, maybe the weather's not on our side. It is a bit difficult. But if in those instances where there are issues that are affecting the frequency of work, then we are going to have to compromise and say, well, I'm not going to expect any progression for the next few weeks because I'm only able to do sort of a minimum level of work, or I can't get my frequency high enough. So that's fine. But don't expect the horse to be able to step out of that period with an increased sort of fitness in any way. We need to think about allowing for the horse to have time, like we do, to build up and peak at any sort of point of fitness. So those are my sort of thoughts on the frequency. So just to recap, if you are doing lower intensity work, your frequency can be higher. And if it's something like stable based exercises, so carrot stretches or body weight shifting, rocking, those can be done more than once a day. If you are doing higher intensity work, then that is absolutely fine, so long as you've built up to it. But you need to allow recovery if that higher intensity work has sort of stretched your horse in terms of its physiological ability. So we need to let the soft tissues and the body recover, and then we build back on that when the horse is going through that adaptation phase. So too frequent high intensity work is likely to lead to muscle soreness and pain for the horse, and potentially risk of injury. And infrequent higher intensity work is going to limit your progression because you're not going to be able to build on the previous training session and those adaptations. So I hope that all makes sense for you for the F of our FIT principles. And as ever, if you've got any comments, then please drop me a message. But other than that, make sure that you follow me on social media, on Facebook and Instagram. I am at Dr. Gillian Tabor Physio. And also I've got some online courses at gilliantaborphysio.thinkific.com where you can sign up and join in with some of my courses. So thank you for listening, and hope to catch you on my next podcast.